Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on Getaway Friday, October the 17th, 2025, 15 minutes past the hour. And it's a little chilly out there this morning, but not too bad. What do we get? 40 degrees right now. 40 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. And as you know, we have an election coming up right around the corner here. First Tuesday in November, as it always is. And something interesting going on over in the Prospect area. The historic, and it certainly is historic, Prospect Community Park is asking for community support. They have a levy on the ballot for the Prospect Community Park, and two better people we could not have in this morning to discuss this. Brian Agler, and somebody who's been on a few times with me over the years, although it's been a while. We're so glad to see legendary Major League Baseball umpire Larry Barnett, who certainly knows about the Prospect Park, spent many days over there in Prospect. So glad to have you both in this morning. Thank you for coming over.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott. Yep. It's good to be here.
Good to see you both. Now, Brian, for people who haven't been to the Prospect Park, who might be listening here in Marion this morning, talk a little bit about the park.
Well, it's historic. You know, you can visualize the history when you go to it by driving in. The wall was built during the Depression days, so it's been around forever. It's really the crown jewel of Prospect, and as nice a park there is in Central Ohio. Recently, you know, Larry has overseen this for the last 30 years, and you know, has done an amazing job. The grounds are immaculate, and it serves such a vital importance to the community, the township, the city, and even people in the area, from just all the activities that it can provide to the public, and especially the youth. You know, from baseball fields to playgrounds to walking paths to disc golf. And it's been a great gathering place for the community over the years.
Now, Brian, I hear you have deep roots in this park.
We both do. Yeah. You know, Larry and I both. I mean, as you know, like you said, Larry's been in a part of professional baseball right when he got out of high school. And during his, you know, youth and his high school days, I'm sure he played baseball and spent a lot of time over there. You know, Prospect back in the early 60s had a state championship baseball team, and Bob Rogers, and, you know, from there Larry goes through, and there's just been a lot of history there, and a lot of, you know, it's really been the birth of a lot of quality people's careers. But again, it's been just sort of a recreational place for people in our area for decades.
Larry, what's this park mean to you?
Everything. It's a 25-acre park. Baseball there, you go over there when all four fields are occupied. Kids are all over. And I've always believed that children that are involved in extracurricular activities are not in trouble. And that's what we try to do. Our playground is beautiful. The cost of everything, I've been on the park board since 2001, and we've never had an increase in our levy. And I was always a proponent of that. I was probably stupid. We should have added a little bit as we went along, but that's in the rearview mirror. Now we've got some stuff we have to do over there, we're going to need just a little bit. On a $100,000 home, we're going to ask for a 0.75 additional to our 1.4 levy. And that will cost a homeowner of $100,000 $43.67 a year. To a lot of people, that's a lot of money. But if we can get that, we have the Emory building that's wood. And if you kicked it real hard, your foot would go through it. The wood's rotting out. Paint's not going to help, but we're going to have to replace the wood on that. Just stuff like that. And the cost of fuel, as we all know, is going through the roof.
Mm. Well, and if you look at that, on a $100,000 home, that ends up being less than $4 a month, so a dollar a week.
Yeah.
Which that's not too bad.
It's not bad. And we hope that the people down there will support it. I know they love the park. Mm-hmm. Brian's father, when he was an educator, an administrator in schools, when he quit there, he retired there. He ran that park, and it was Bill Agler. And through the generosity of the Agler Foundation, we have that asphalt track that goes around the park. I think it's pretty close to a mile. You can go down and walk, and that's used all the time. But that's come from the Agler. Through their generosity, we got that.
Larry, what do you think it is about kids who get involved that they don't get into as much trouble?
Well, we were always there, and Mom and Dad always watched us. And, you know, we had rules back then. And if you went to church and acted up, you'd never do it again. Mm-hmm. So, but it was just a great place. But we used to, in the summertime, we'd cheer up and play on Rogers Field. And from that little town, Prospect, Ohio, I tell people, it's a town of about 1,000 people. We have two major league umpires, a major league player, catcher, and manager that spent close to 45 years in professional baseball, Brian Agler, who was an All-American, WNBA Coach of the Year, won national or world championships in the WNBA, and a guy that we don't honor a whole lot is Randy Mobley. He was the president of AAA Baseball in Columbus for years. So from that little town, I would venture a guess there's no one in America that had that many people that are in professional sports in Prospect, Ohio.
Brian, what do you think caused that great bit of talent to come from this little area?
You know, I thought a lot about that, and it to me it goes where there's one factor that sort of unites all those people, and it was a gentleman by the name of Emil Rubich who was the principal and coach at Elgin High School. Because all the people that Larry just mentioned all were sort of mentored by him. And he was a really good motivator, great influence on people, there for the kids. And he just he created a way for you to believe in yourself. You know, he believed in you, so you believed in yourself. And people thought, okay, I can achieve. And you know, Bob Rogers, Larry Barnett, those are the two guys that sort of left Prospect. And for people like myself, we could see, okay, they've left here, little community, and now they're on the national scene. Maybe I can do that in some kind of way. And there's no question that's the common denominator of all that. And, you know, going back to this levy, the unique thing about this, and Larry has donated a lot to the park as well. Jerry Lane has given a lot. Marty Bernhardt has given a lot. His family. There's been a lot of private donations, and we haven't had a levy up for almost three decades. And you know, like Larry said, it's time that we have to make some improvements. We got to keep up with the times. That park serves a great service to Prospect, the township, and even people that live in Central Ohio. And like Larry said, you go over there even now. You know, we're in the middle of fall, and I'll go over there on Saturday and Sunday, and every single one of those baseball fields are going to be used. There's going to be people walking. There's going to be people in the community renting out the houses and things like that in the park. And it's just it's a centerpiece and the crown jewel of Prospect.
Now, interestingly enough, coming up this November, there will be a renewal of the 1.4 mil levy and then the additional 0.75. Now, what would happen? We're all positive and hopeful that these will pass. What would happen if they didn't? What would we see over in Prospect?
Well, I mean, if we didn't have a levy to provide money, we have three people over there that get paid. The board does not receive any compensation. We have two gentlemen that work there, Dean and Manny, and they do a tremendous job. And Deb is our physical officer. She keeps us out of jail, I always say. She tells us what we can and cannot do legally. I always say that as a joke. But she's our person that runs the money and pays people. The two guys, believe me, are not going to get in the Fortune 500 on what they make. As far as working at the Prospect Park. But I don't know what would, if we didn't have a levy, I doubt very seriously if they were going to work for nothing. So I don't know. I don't want to think that way.
You want to think positive.
This is going to go through because the people knows the value of that park. And on our board, we have the president, Scott, Ben's the vice president. I'm on the board. Chrissy is on the board. Robin and Jeff. And we meet once a month, and we do this for a love of our community and our park. And going back to Coach Rubich, I remember I did the World Series of 84 with Detroit, San Diego, and he and Nikki and my wife Sharon and I were out to dinner, and I had on my World Series ring. And Coach said, "What is that?" And I said, "That's a World Series ring from the World Series." He said, "That's really neat." I said, "Here, that's yours." I gave Coach that ring. That's what I thought of him.
Really?
And, yes.
Wow.
And he was all of our mentor.
Yeah. That's a great story.
He made you believe in you, yeah. And he believed in you. And he did that with all the kids. I mean, he was a football coach. He did some stuff he probably couldn't do coaching today, but he got your attention.
He got your attention.
He got your attention. But Emil was just invaluable. He was tremendous.
Now, Larry, 1995 is when the initial levy passed. Mm-hmm. So here we are 30 years later. Mm-hmm. Do you think people are different 30 years later? Has society changed in any way?
Well, I don't know if they're changed. The prospect has pretty well stayed the same. I mean, really, I know. They love that park. The people that go there, they appreciate that park. It's just like one of our shelter houses, the Emory Building. Like I said, if you kicked it, your foot would go through. Well, the wood has to be replaced on it. That's very expensive. All the buildings down there is painted army green. I've hated that forever. They needed, ever since I was in the National Guard, I didn't like it. But we're going to paint them. I had the boys paint the bathrooms the new gray, and it's really pretty. It's got a lot of good response. So if we can get some money, paint is very expensive. So we have to have that. That's got to be done. But to replace that building, just things like that. Our mowers, we have 2 0 radius mowers. We have 2 gators. We constantly do maintenance on them, and just to keep the park the way it is. And then the walking path is beautiful. People, and we got the Veterans Memorial. I was riding around with Dick Hicks one day in the gator, and I said, "Someday I would like to build a Veterans Memorial to honor our veterans right there between Lane and Barnett Field." And don't you know, a year later, Dick raised $85,000 we paid for that memorial. Mm. And it is a thing
of
beauty.
Nice. Beautiful. Yeah.
Well, and the Prospect community is a giving community.
It is.
Brian, they are a giving community, so hopefully this will come through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really special community tucked away down there in southern Marion County, northern Delaware County, and it hasn't changed much over the years, which in a lot of ways is a good thing. But that park has made a lot of strides and improvement. It's 25 acres. I don't think people understand how big this park is. And just recently, we've invested into 5 of the acres turned into a natural preserve over by Battle Run Creek. And we put some wildflowers in there, and next year are supposed to really bloom out. Got walking paths through that now, and
People put benches in there, Brian.
Yep.
Okay, put metal benches, and people can go out in the middle of that and sit down.
Yeah, but people, you're right. People in Prospect always give back to the community. They understand how special a place it is to live, and that park again is a gathering place for everybody.
And just in general, obviously, in the last 30 years, things have become more expensive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, inflation's unfortunately never going to stop. And the park needs to stay up with the times to cover its expenses, take care of its building. We're not really looking to add on or build anything new, but we do need to take care of our equipment and our buildings and our grounds. And that takes a lot of time. And even now we have people that will go over and donate their time to water flowers and water trees and pick up branches and those types of things. So even now we have people that donate their time back. Larry, he donates his time right now.
Yeah.
And my wife donates her time right now. So it's we take a lot of pride in that park, a lot of pride.
Well, was it a hard decision to add this additional levy?
Well, I'm not in those meetings. Larry's in those meetings.
Larry, you've been in there.
We really needed it. We talked about it. Our board, our park board did. And we just decided we're going to ask for it, and hopefully the people of Prospect will support it. If you've ever been down there on the 4th of July, that's a happening. Mm. I mean, I don't know where all the people come from. And we have people that come up from Columbus and rent shelters up there because of the niceness of the park and what we have to offer. And you know, we always give priority to our taxpayers. Mm. They're first to rent those buildings. But we get a lot of people from the outside renting them, too. And we just have to do it. It's just things we have to. Like I told you about the Emory building, the only reason we have a new building on where the Lauer Ehler building is, someone burned it down. It was arson. So we built a new cement block building, and our insurance luckily paid for that. But the Emory building is still the old wood structure, and it's a shelter that people use all the time. The Lions, in fact, that's where they cook hamburgers. Mm. During the 4th of July. So that's got to be updated. It's got to be fixed. And like I said, all the buildings need to be painted. And next spring, hopefully, we'll put the new gray paint on them.
What would this mean to the park? You talk about the things that you'll be able to do. What would you like to see if this passes in November?
Well, just updating the Emory building is one of the things. And you never know when you're going to have to replace a mower. Yeah. Those zero that we use, great mowers that we buy here in Marion, and we use those. Those, you know, you mow 25 acres, and they don't last forever. Mm-hmm. So I can't emphasize enough, Martin Bernhardt from Mike's Roofing. Mm-hmm. One day I was over there, and we have a pump house, and the guy sitting pulled in there from Mike's Roofing, and they put a new roof on it. And I said, who ordered that? And they said, Marty thought it looked bad. He sent the crew over here. He said, he'll send you a bill. Well, that was about 10 years ago. So, he has been such a help to that park. His wife, Chrissy's on the board, and they've been very supportive. Jerry Lane, he always says, 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm not giving anymore. And he doesn't say it quite that way. But we'll go with that one. But, no, and Carl Hughes has been a big supporter of that park. So, that's why I think I never went into politics. I hate asking people for money to help me. And I've hit those three guys so hard that I don't want to do it any more than I have to. And I know they would be helpful. But we just need some more money. And hopefully the people in our district, I know my wife and I, we early vote, so we voted for it. They just got two votes.
Got two votes. Two votes in the positive column. Yeah. That's good.
But, I think people understand it's just a need to maintain and increase stuff. Our playground equipments, we're going to have to get some new stuff. That's very expensive. I mean, I'm talking a lot of money. But we try to do every year one project, you know, and that's what we do for this year. We'll do that project, and next year we'll have another one.
What is it about this park in the age of the cell phone and the internet and all the electronics we have that keeps people coming back? You talked about the 4th being a happening there in mm-hmm. Prospect. What is it that, because you hear about it, the Prospect Park and all the events that are going on over there and all the fun people are having and all the use people get out of it, in this electronic age where people allegedly don't go out as much, what is it about that park that draws people in this small community?
Well, we have a beautiful basketball court over there. I think it's the Brian Agler court. Mm-hmm. The kids play games over there. And it's good. It's great. It's super. Parents come in there and bring their kids for reunions. A lot of college, high school graduations, they'll rent the building. And they'll have groups that come in there. It's always busy. And just to pick up the garbage on Monday is a happening for the two guys that work there.
That's a task right there.
Yeah, that's a task. You've got the big can sitting around. You got to take them and put them in a dumpster so the city can pick it up. But it's just, and they do that.
Brian, why do you think people keep coming back? Why is it a place? Why is it a happening on the 4th?
You know, I'll just talk about Prospect itself. Like, I've moved back to town. Larry's moved back to town, all his travels. and it's just a unique and special place to live. The park is, like I said, a gathering place for all ages. You know, the playground is used by the small people. You know, parents will come over and let their kids play and watch them, and it's a safe place for kids to be. Prospect's a community where everybody sort of looks out for each other. The baseball fields, the open spaces are used by all, you know, all generations go over there and use it. And there's just a little bit of history. But then, like you mentioned, you know, why do people go now with the updated technology? Well, they do it because it's a great outdoor. It's special. It's nature. It's relaxing. It's beautiful. Like, you go down this time of year and see all the changing of the colors of the leaves. It's really a special place. And I will just say this: any and everybody that helps get this thing passed and votes for this, we're all going to be grateful to them, because we need to keep this going. And you know, if we can do that, it'll be great. If it doesn't, then I guess we'll have to figure it out, won't we?
Yeah, we'll have to figure it out. We don't want to have to do that, but that park is going to stay open, in some shape or form. But I really believe that the people are going to help us. I know to some people that's a lot of money. It really is, and I understand that. But I think that people will like that park enough to support it, and we can get some stuff done. We don't waste money. We've lived on the same budget. I've been on the park board since 2001, and we've lived on a budget, and we usually have a little bit of a carryover, and we're not allowed to go into debt. So that's where our physical officer comes in, and she won't let us do that, and we don't want to anyway. But sometimes I get crazy and want to spend some money, and she shuts me off at the pass. But no, it's been a great experience. I've enjoyed my time there. I've enjoyed my work there. I've enjoyed the people that have really been supportive of that park, and that's been the city of Prospect, the town of Prospect, and the surrounding area.
You know, Larry, the stories have become legendary, even over here in Marion, that if you want to find Larry for many, many years, you can find him on the lawnmower over in the Prospect Park.
Yeah.
How did that come about, and it became so synonymous with you for years and years?
Well, when I retired, I was only 54 years old. So my wife said, why don't you go over to the park and work? That's what I did. I was over there 5-6 days a week, all day, and sometimes till the night game was over. I spent every day there. But as I'm 80 years old now, and I don't spend as much time on the lawnmower. But I just love it over there. And people, I see people, I stop and talk to them. And I just have fun. Just have fun. I'm very appreciative of what the good Lord has given me. And he's been very generous to me. I always tell people at my age, my favorite song now is A Little Closer Walk With Thee. But you get to that age. But no, I love Prospect. I could have lived any place that I wanted to. I could have lived, we had umpires that lived in Hawaii. But I chose Prospect, Ohio, because that's where I grew up at.
Well, and that's what I kind of want to get into with both you and Brian is, as you say, you both had very successful careers. You could have gone anywhere. Why Prospect?
It's home.
It's home.
It's home. That's where I had the greatest parents, I thought, in the world. And we didn't know we were poor, because everyone was the same. But they taught us values, what to honor. And that's what I learned in Prospect. And so we raised our daughters there. Now, they both live down in Columbus and Dublin now, and I doubt very seriously if they would come back to Prospect. But that was their home, and that's where they got their foundation, and that's where I got mine. And we had a good foundation.
Brian, why Prospect?
Well, I moved back into the house I grew up in. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a special place. Exactly. Larry just explained it right there. The values, the unity of the community, the support of each other. Everybody knows each other. There's a trust. And it's a comfort. I will say this, the other thing about the importance of maintaining this park, and we got to look down the road to the future, is we all know the growth of Columbus is coming north. And, you know, it hasn't really hit Prospect so much, although there are a lot of young families moving into town, which I think is a great thing. And I asked somebody the other day, I walk my dog a lot, get to the park and walk around, walk the community. And I saw a house that sold and younger couple moved in, and I was talking to them. I said, so why'd you move to Prospect? And they said, because our kids can ride their bikes over all over town and we don't have to worry about them getting lost or getting into trouble and those things. There's a comfort level there and a confidence that people are going to look out for each other, and a young family can grow up and learn the values and get the roots to help them prosper in life.
And do want to let people know again, the Prospect Community Park will have a levy on the ballot this coming November. Now, the renewal, there's a renewal levy, 1.4 mil and an additional 0.75 mil on the ballot in total. Now, remember, this is total. This is not one or the other. It would cost a homeowner of a $100,000 home $43.67 a year, again, less than $4 a month, a dollar a week, to not only continue the levy that was passed back in 95, but add the new. Is that correct, Brian?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so that's not bad. Larry's an important guy. He's
that's Jerry Lane call. I'm sorry.
No problem. But you know, Larry, when why has, and I want to ask you about this as well, levy for people, school levies, whatever it is, has become a bad word for people. They see that word levy and they jump back 10 feet. Why is that?
Well, I personally vote for the school levies. I vote for Marka. Because I'm ashamed not to vote for Mark and things like that. Because that helps kids. That helps people. And if you have good schools, your property's worth more. If you don't have a good school, no one's going to buy in that district.
Yeah.
So that's why I do it. I don't think my wife takes care of all that tax stuff. I don't have to mess with it. But that's why I do it. I for my community. Yeah. And someone somehow, some way voted when I was in school, so that I would have good schools. So I feel that that's my responsibility to carry on the park, carry on the schools, because it's going to make my property worth more, Brian's property worth more, when and if our kids sell it. Mm. So that's why I do it.
Brian, why do you think that has become certainly a more severe word in the last 15 years than it had been? I mean, we look here in Marion County, and if you look at the schools, we certainly used to pass a lot more school levies than we do now.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
I think, you know, when it comes down to that, Larry just explained it, you sort of have to sit back and think, okay, is it worth the investment to pay a few more dollars a month to give the youth in our community an opportunity to excel and to prosper and to keep them in an environment that can nurture them and educate them and help them through, you know, give them a good foundation so they can be successful in life. And I think the majority of the people, when you sit back and think of it in that kind of way, for a couple more dollars, is it worth that investment? And I think most people can agree to that. But I do think there's so many different levies and taxes that come at you at times that people get overwhelmed by it. And so I think it does take time sometimes to sit back and think about it. But in regards to what we're asking and we hope happens is that our community will step forward and really take care of a really special place in our area.
What is it about a park in general that still draws people in? Over the years, you know, we've obviously had parks, but that's still one thing that has not gone by the wayside when a lot of other things have.
It's a healthy place. If you think about it, it's health. You know, I go over and watch young families, parents bring their young kids, and they can just sit on the bench and just let their kids run and play and be themselves. We have the walking path where a lot of adults get out. I mean, I'm talking from 6 in the morning till the park closes at sundown. They're out there walking. And for health reasons, you know. And then you see the other areas and the people from the youth to the older. Now you got the high school kids age where they have the fields to play on, the organized sports, the baseball, the softball, the basketball, the disc golf, the bicycling. You know, they're out and it's all healthy, and it's hard to argue about the health reasons, right? You want to support that and give people those opportunities and create that environment for them.
Hmm. Brian said it all.
Yeah. Young and old alike, the park is a place to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Something the whole community can use.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just a great place.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of that park and what it means to that community. Hmm. And, you know, if the kids can go over there, and the two guys that work over there, if they fall down and break their knees, they go pick them up and they put a Band-Aid on them, or they watch after them. They don't let anyone bother. And the sheriff who patrols Prospect, he's in the park all the time. They see the sheriff's car. So we don't really, knock on my head, have a lot of problems over there with that. You watch out for the kids. Mm-hmm. You want them to have a happy experience. And I think that's what that park has always done.
Since you've started talking about this levy and knew that it was going to be on the ballot, what has the response been over in Prospect?
From what I've heard, it's been very, very positive.
Good.
Good. Yeah, same here. When I'm out walking, I remind them to vote, you know, for the park if they would, ask for their vote. And, you know, hands down, they're extremely supportive of it because it's the crown jewel. It's the special place in Southern Marin County. You know, and I would argue, and a lot of it has to do with Larry and his vision and his time and effort and energy he's put into that place. It's such a beautiful area, and people love being there, and there's something for everybody there.
You know, Larry, when you first came back after retirement and started working in the park, what did you hope it would be, your vision? What was your vision for it?
Well, I wanted the Veterans Memorial.
Big thing,
and
absolutely.
I think we've got a beautiful Veterans Memorial. One guy went out and raised the money for it, just unbeknownst to me. He just went out and started raising money, and he did it in a year. So I wanted that. I think that's very important that we honor our veterans. In 1976, a good friend of mine was the past national commander for the Disabled American Veterans. They asked me if I would like to visit veterans' hospitals while I'm traveling around the circuit. And I said to him, his name was Jack Hicks, I said, Jack, how much fun could that be? Well, 37 years later, I'm one of only two people that's been to every VA hospital in the country. There are 172, and I've made over 3,500 visits in that 37 years. When I'm out in Seattle or Chicago or Los Angeles, go to the VA and spend a couple hours. And if I missed a call against their team, I caught hell the whole time I was in the VA. But I did. I had fun. I did that. And during President Reagan's first term, they nominated me for the Medal of Freedom. And he gave it to Mother Teresa. That was the true story.
But you got nominated.
And he made a tremendous decision where he's at now, so I'm sure. But then during President George H.W. Bush, I got a point of light for my work with veterans.
Oh.
That was my love. Now I drive veterans from the Marion down to Columbus to get services at the hospital. So I do that, you know, every day sometimes.
Now this is interesting because you said earlier on, Larry, you're 80 this year,
yep.
80 years old, and you're still out there driving people back and forth, seeing that they get what they need. What drives you? You're out here, you're advocating for this park. What keeps you going, 80?
Well, I love my life. I love the life I have. You're looking at the luckiest person on the face of the earth. I have a high school education, and I did a lot of things that I'm blessed to have done. I have a wonderful family. I have one grandson. And they asked him in school the other day, he's a junior, they said, what is the best thing in your life? He said, have Larry Barnett for a grandfather.
That's pretty good.
I think he's a suck-up. No, but no, I'm tremendously proud of what I was able to do and accomplish coming from Prospect, Ohio, because I had the Bill Aglers and the Emil Rubiches and the people that mentored me. It got me to where I went.
You know, Brian, I want you to talk a little bit about your career here, because I think that's important, because you are advocating for this park levy, and I think people should know the type of people who came back to Prospect and love this community and want to see it prosper, and certainly the Prospect Park is a big part of that. Talk a little bit about your career and growing up in the area.
Well, had a great upbringing. Just like Larry, had tremendous parents, had lived in a fantastic community where, you know, we could get out and enjoy our lives and have fun. Great high school district in Elgin High School. But through that, just having good mentors from my parents to the coaches that I played for and the teachers that I had. Went from there to Wittenberg University. Now I'm back there as the athletic director. Sort of the same thing for me. It was a big part of my life, so I wanted to go back and try to help Wittenberg be the best version of itself it can be. And then after graduating there, I got into the coaching business and, you know, for a variety of reasons, ended up coaching women's basketball and then moved up from the collegiate ranks into the pro ranks and bounced around the country, living all over the place. And, you know, eventually realized that instead of moving my family all over, let's get grounded here in Central Ohio. So my kids can have a great upbringing. And the plan all along was when my mom and dad lived in Prospect ever since I was in kindergarten. But when my mom passed away, then we were going to move back into Prospect and live there. So we've done that and really enjoyed it. And again, very grateful for all the people that have influenced me through my life. And honestly, you know, like I mentioned before, having people like the Bob Rogers and the Larry Barnetts and the Toby Harris and people like that that came from the same place I came from sort of was a motivator and encouraged me to try to be the best version of myself and whatever I was going to be. And it happened to be in sports, right? So very fortunate to have lived in an environment like that, be coached by people like that, have those great mentors. People that have given to me, you know, taught me to give back to the community and the people that are important to me. And that's right now Prospect, Ohio.
Brian, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this question. With your background in women's basketball, what do you make of Caitlin Clark and these record-breaking ratings that we're seeing and the money starting to come in for pro women's basketball here?
Yeah, I mean, she's a special talent. There's no question. I've watched her play. The fan base and the popularity that she gained when she was at the University of Iowa has really generated this new attraction to the WNBA, what she's playing now. I think it's really sort of a perfect setting for her to go to Iowa and to Indiana. And, you know, her skill level, her ability to make her team better, has just really been attractive to a lot of people. It's brought a lot of fans to the WNBA. And because of that, and with other players too, there's no question, and them being able to expand the league and sell more franchises, you can sort of see the influence that she's had on that sport in that league.
What is it about her, though? Because obviously, as you said, there are other players. This is not new. This has been going on. A lot of talented people. What is the attraction to this player that gets people there? People want to talk about pretty much everything she does. People want her to promote their product. What is that?
Well, I sort of see, I compare her influence on the game of women's basketball, sort of like Tiger Woods coming into the world of golf, how his presence just gained a tremendous amount of popularity for the sport. It's the same thing that she's done for women's basketball. I, you know, most people, including myself, watched her play in college, and just her ability to score, the range that she shoots from, her work ethic, her competitiveness, her ability to elevate her team, all really special things. Once she's gotten into pros, her game has sort of widened up. Now she's turned into more of a point guard where she distributes the ball as much as she scores. And her vision and her ability to deliver the ball to the right people at the right time is just another element that she's probably already had it, but that people now can see. So she's a special talent. There's no question about that.
Larry, what do you make of this? What, being a sports guy yourself, what do you make of women's basketball and women's sports gaining all this popularity?
Just listening to him, I know why he was a great coach.
That's right.
He said everything. I didn't know about. No, I mean, the girl's tremendous. She's a special person.
Yeah.
I always said Bo Jackson, and I always told people I had him when he was in baseball. And I always tell people my body looked like that before it fell. But, I mean, I remember when he was playing for Kansas City, he played left field. And he was running out to left field, and I was at second base. I got down in a three-point stance, and he ran right up to me, and he said, Larry, what do you have, a death wish? But, no, you see talent like that. And Brian was in basketball. I just knocked something off. Brian was in basketball, and he knows all about that. Women's basketball. It's a big sport, and I think it's due to people like Caitlin. Mm. She's added to the game. There's a lot of great players, I'm sure. I don't know them. I watch baseball.
Yes.
More than anything else, but she's a special person.
Yeah.
And that comes along very seldom.
Yeah, it does. They're special talents that come along. They're generational. She's one of them. Yep. You know, it's sort of funny when I, because I've been in that world, you know, I've seen the game expand and grow. The college and the NCAA has a lot to do with that, just with the visibility on TV. That helps. But now, in regards to her, there's a lot of people that will schedule their whole day around knowing that she's on TV that night. They're going to be home to watch that game. And I'm talking about people all over the country. That's the kind of impact that she's made.
Well, and that's the thing, watching her over these last couple years, that is shocking in a very positive way for me, is to see this what you just said. People schedule their day. They want to watch her play. They want to know what's going on. It's a great thing, but it took a long time to get there.
Well, those generational talents don't come along every day.
Yeah.
You know, and she's one of those. She's just at that special competitive drive and skill. You know, rarely does somebody come along with the whole package, and she's one of them. You know, she makes her team better, and she excels at the same time. You get the Larry Birds and the Michael Jordans, the same type of thing. LeBron James, same type of things. Bo Jackson, same. I mean, there's a few players. Like, think about Bo Jackson. He played both professional baseball and football. The Deion Sanders, professional baseball and football. Those are the special athletes that people are drawn to and want to watch.
Now, I do want to remind people we're at 57, coming up at 58 minutes past the hour. We're talking here this morning with Larry Barnett, Brian Agler, talking about the Prospect Community Park, historic Prospect Community Park. They have a levy coming up, a renewal levy, and a new levy this coming November. Now, remember, it's a 1.4 mil renewal levy, and then an additional 0.75 mil levy on the ballot. Now, remember, they haven't asked for anything more in the last 30 years. In total, this would cost the owner of a $100,000 home $43.67 a year. That's less than $4 a month or a dollar a week. So, you know, that's about a cup of coffee now. It might even not even be a cup of coffee.
No. Not in a good place.
No, that's right. It's going to be more than a dollar at this point. So that's not bad to keep this park going and keep the employees over there that they do have and make some renovations and do some upkeep. What would you like to see for the park, Larry? What would you like to see the future?
I would love to see. I've always told my wife, I said, if I ever win the lottery, I'm going to build a field for Randy Mobley. I have a field, Jerry Lane has a field, and Buck Rogers has a field. And we don't have one for Randy. And that's would probably, I would like to give the park a lot of money. I really would. My wife always says, if you want something like it, you give it all away. Because I like that. I like giving stuff away. And I like helping people. And I think that's why I was around the veterans all my life. I know what they did for us, what they mean to this country. In any way that I can honor them, I did it, and I had a ball. Yeah. I mean, they would yell at me in the VA hospitals in Chicago, New York. I just, you know. And every time I went into the VA, the first thing I told the guy that was taking me around, I said, take me to the blind rehab. That's what they think I am anyway. But we had a ball doing that for 37 and a half years. So I enjoyed that, and I enjoy the park. I love going over. I'm not able to work as much as I used to over there, but with the help of the board, we do a lot of work behind the scenes. And we'd like for people just to support this. Hopefully they will. And we can paint those buildings gray instead of green.
See what's going on. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're going to come back, talk some more about the park levy here. I think it's important with Larry Barnett and Brian Agler. And it is late in the fall, or early in the fall, I should say. So we're going to ask Larry about a World Series prediction.
Team that wins the most games will win it all.
Oh, we got to do better than that, Larry. We got to do better than that. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and get a prediction and talk more about the Prospect Park right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln when it's you bring your enemies close.
That was, had you ever seen a primary like that in your life?
You mean Abraham Lincoln?
You weren't there for that one. You weren't there for that one.
I read the book.
Hillary and Obama. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
CRT Mechanicals.